Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Thursday, February 3rd, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, in November, Apple sued the NSO Group over its repeated use of zero-click iPhone exploits to help malicious actors spy on iPhone users. Since then, a number of political activists have said that they have been notified by Apple that they were targeted by NSO Group's attack. But it now seems that more than just NSO Group had knowledge of the vulnerability. A new report from Reuters says that a similar exploit has also been discovered and taken advantage of by another Israeli firm called Quadream. Similar to NSO Group, Quadream also develops hacking tools that are sold to government clients to be used on journalists, activists, and other people in those types of positions. Today's report says that both Quadream and NSO Group began using the zero-click exploit in 2021, which allows iPhone users to be compromised simply by receiving a specially crafted iMessage with no user interaction required. Reuters says that the forced entry exploit named by Apple in relation to NSO Group is very similar to what Quadream used. The good news is that this also means the bug fixes Apple rolled out with iOS 14.8 and later should prevent Quadream's exploit from working going forward. But at the same time, it's currently unknown whether these firms have been able to develop new exploits that can attack iOS 15 devices. NSO Group has developed a public profile through its work facilitating iPhone and Android spy technology over the last few years. But the company is said to be facing financial struggles, and it is facing legal threats from Apple, which filed a lawsuit against NSO Group in November of 2021. As of right now, Apple has not yet commented on Quadream using the same exploits to target iPhone users, but depending on the outcome of the NSO Group lawsuit, we wouldn't be surprised to see Apple also target Quadream as well. In other news today, CarPlay is Apple's popular in-car infotainment system that brings your iPhone apps and interface to your car's display. It's gone through multiple different design iterations over the years, the most recent of which features a dashboard widget-based design that gives you access to quite a bit of more information at once. Now, Google is testing a new version of its own Android Auto in-car system, and many of the new design elements may look familiar to longtime CarPlay users. The new Android Auto interface, which is still in development, adopts a dashboard and tile-based interface similar to CarPlay. On the home screen, you can see different tiles for Google Maps, a Now Playing widget, and the current time, as well as quick access to all of your available applications and Google Assistant. All of this is quite similar to CarPlay, which features widgets on the home screen for Apple Maps, Now Playing music or podcasts, and again, access to all CarPlay applications and Siri. It's pretty clear that this upcoming Android Auto redesign has taken multiple cues from CarPlay, but this isn't necessarily a bad thing. The goal of both Android Auto and CarPlay is to make your car's infotainment display distraction-free and easy to use at a glance. This large, tile-based design is clearly a winner in those regards. Apple, however, is said to be working on new ways to revamp the CarPlay experience, with a focus on things like electric vehicles, deeper integration with HomeKit, and support for even controlling in-car features like climate, seats, radio, and more. These new features could be announced for CarPlay as soon as WWDC this summer, but for now, we'll just have to wait and see. Rounding out today, we have yet another under-the-hood hint at a new feature that could be coming soon to iPhone, thanks to iOS 15.4. According to evidence found within iOS 15.4, Apple is working on something it calls a trade-in tool for scanning cosmetic details from another device using the iPhone camera. This tool will help users get through Apple's trade-in process, which gives credit for your next purchase at the Apple Store when you trade in your old device to Apple. This tool that will apparently be built into iOS will use the camera to detect cosmetic details of another device, including things like scratches, dents, and broken screens. Once the scan is complete, the tool will send the cosmetic details to Apple. All of these are factors that Apple considers to determine how much it will pay for a customer's old device, since an iPhone with a scratched or broken screen is worth less, or even ineligible for a trade-in. The new tool should make the whole trade-in process much more precise and faster, and reduce the number of times that an iPhone is sent in to Apple for trade-in with a certain trade-in value assigned, only for that value to be reduced once an in-person cosmetic inspection is completed. Another thing to keep in mind is that this comes as Apple prepares to introduce its own self-repair program, so the same technology built into the trade-in tool could be used in the future to detect genuine Apple parts through the camera. The new trade-in tool feature is still in development, so there's no way to test it just yet. It's unclear if it's something Apple plans to activate when iOS 15.4 is officially released to the public, or if it's something the company is working on for a later version of iOS sometime down the line. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. We will be off tomorrow, but we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple News. In the meantime, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.